Good morning. Welcome you this morning. We're glad to see each of you here with us today at Community Church of St. Lawrence. It's an exciting day to be in the house of the Lord. Some announcements for you that you see in your bulletin. First off, we do have the privilege today of having James Romano here with us, and he will be sharing during the Sunday school hour with all of the classes from fifth grade on up through adults. So those classes will all gather here in the sanctuary to hear from James about the work that he and Heidi and others at Heart of Christ is the Answer are doing in Italy and surrounding areas. So we encourage you to stay and be part of that. And we also will take a love offering for the Romanos during Sunday school. So if you would like to give towards their ministry, that will be during Sunday school. If you are not going to be here during Sunday school but want to give, you could make sure you just give that check to Kelvin before you depart. Some other things that are going on tonight, youth group and the Chosen Bible study. Tonight is the last session of the Chosen, so we'll be finishing that up. That's tonight at 6. This week, the CE board is looking for someone who is brave enough to go to Sioux Falls and pick up an inflatable. And so if you would like to help with that, you could talk to Mark. They're hoping that someone could go tomorrow or Tuesday to pick that up so they could have that here for Club Rock on Wednesday. Got that covered. All right, super. And we also, I hear, have covered the director for VBS. So, okay, so that's great. Okay.
The sign-up sheet on the foyer is still for in need of classroom leaders, assist helpers in all areas.
Okay.
Music, science. Just because there's one person in charge here doesn't mean that you can't show up and help them, whether it's games or music or wherever your talents are.
All right. And if you don't know what your talents are, Mark will help you find them. So, okay. So opportunities for VBS, please sign up in the foyer if you would like to help out with that.
Jason,
yes, sir.
So that everyone knows, the director is going to be Abby Benlett. And she wasn't even voluntold.
Okay, I was going to ask how far you twisted her arm on that. But okay, all right, great. Well, we're thankful. Okay. All right. Well, we're thankful for Abby's willingness to do that. Next Sunday, also, we will have, we got a couple things going on next Sunday. The Club Rock students will be doing some special music during the service next week. And then also, we will have the praise band from Frontier School of the Bible will be here next Sunday, and they will be leading our worship. They will be out at SBA this weekend for Megateen, and then with us next Sunday morning. So Pastor Andrew will be here, or Andrew, I guess not Pastor Andrew anymore, but Mr. Elliott will be here at that group, and Taylor Michaelis will be part of that group too. And then if you look down, you see that April 14th through 16th, we have a candidate for the youth pastor position. He and his wife will be here with us that weekend, Abe and Diana Bielenberg. And there's going to be some meals on Friday and Saturday with some different boards, and they will be here on that Sunday, and there will be a Q&A time with them during Sunday school on the 16th, so be looking forward to that. And then at the bottom there you see about short-term missions funding. If you are going on a short-term missions trip this summer and need some assistance financially with that, there is an application you could complete and submit to the church missions committee. They may be able to help provide some financial support, and if you would please submit that no later than May 7th to the Missions Committee. If you have any questions about that, you could ask Pastor Jim. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Nope. Okay. So this morning, our call to worship is in Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 31. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also, and from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you, and from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. As you wish that others would do to you, do so to them.
Well, good morning again. We're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, please. We'll sing number 358, I Am Thine, O Lord. Number 358.
And it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, near, blessed precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I will commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side. Depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Wonderful singing. If you greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here. Good morning again, and we do greet those who are visiting with us today. And one of our visitors is James Romano, and after we receive the offering, he'll come up and bring an update. But just a reminder, we'll be taking a love offering, receiving a love offering during our Sunday school time for him and his family, and we're grateful that seems like a yearly event, and we're grateful that it fits in. We thought we'd throw in a little more traditional South Dakota weather for you this week. Yeah. The calendar says Monday spring starts, but it is what it is. A couple of prayer requests as we enter our time for prayer and praises. One from Brenda Christensen. She's going to be having surgery on Tuesday to remove a bone spur on her shoulder, and so she would appreciate us praying for her. And then Sandy Sievertson gave me a note that her brother-in-law, Tom Kelly, had a mini stroke on Friday. He is back home, right, Sandy? Yes, he did make it back home. As he's recovering, there's going to be some significant lifestyle changes, especially in the dietary area. And so we will be praying for him and the recovery, that he'll make a complete recovery, as well as do all those things to help prevent something from coming back. And then we've been praying for Jackie Burma, as she is in South Africa working with Youth for Christ. They are going to be having a high school retreat with one of the high schools they are working with, and so they would appreciate prayer as they get prepared and all those teens come to be a part of that retreat. Also, that does remind me that this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, is also Mega Teen Retreat out at Sunshine for the students plus the students in the area. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, June. So two prayer requests from Ron and June. One, Ron's brother Jerry has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and as the going through that process, one of the big things is a dietary change, and we'll be praying for him, as well as for his wife Shirley. She deals with health issues as well. And then we have been praying, and it's part of our on our prayer sheet, is for the ministry of their son Rich and Barrett Ohm for the fallout shelter. And they've been able to attain a new building, but now it's time to occupy it and get it cleaned and remodeled, so finances for that. Any other prayer requests or praises for today? Yeah, Deb. And Jeanette's mom's first name is Tammy, correct? Okay, so we've been praying for Jeanette's mom named Tammy, and her husband Bob through this the health struggle she's had, especially with the infections and the surgery she's had. She is back at the rehab part of the nursing home, but we will continue to pray, especially with Jeanette being back here and having the concern about her mom. Heidi. They actually stopped in Sioux Falls at his brother's. And then got home yesterday. Yes, but they did stop. They didn't keep. No.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. My son headed back from Colorado Springs yesterday, and much better than trying to do it on Friday. But yes, we always pray for travel mercies. Grateful that Cassidy has made it. Annalise is also a part of our youth group, and so that is a it is a praise that the surgery went well, that they did make it home. But I know the recovery and all that goes with schooling and things, but that she will have a full and complete recovery. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Kim. The Konechny, the Gary and Lisa Konechny family. Gary passed away a couple, it's a lot longer ago than I think, but a couple weeks ago he passed away, and one of their daughters still attends Sunshine. They're been a very integral part of the ministries down in Platte, as well as the ministry at Sunshine. So we'll be praying for Lisa, as well as the kids. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you on this Sunday morning, we are grateful that you even pay attention to us, that it is not something that we deserve. You watch over our entire planet because you are benevolent. You are a good God. And that is more than just a title. It is who you are through and through. It's a part of your character that you do bring good things to your children, that every good and perfect gift we receive comes down from the Father of lights, and there is no variation in you. But as good, it means that even in the hard times, you walk with us. And sometimes our definition of good is a little skewed, because we like things to go smoothly. We like things to always be in our benefit and in our favor. And yet James tells us that in this world we will face trials of many kinds, but you walk us through those, and they come for a purpose, to help us to be conformed to the image of your Son. Father, I do lift up these prayer requests for the praises of travel mercies, safety, especially in the last several weeks with the roads. Trying to, especially for our farmers and ranchers in the midst of calving season, of trying to keep roads open, get animals fed, the long hours being put in, and the wear and tear on people and equipment. Father, we continue to ask that you would continue to provide safety, that you, as you have promised, that you will take care of our daily needs, and that you care for your creation. So as our farmers and ranchers are part of that care, that you would extend great mercy to them, protection to their herds and flocks, and as well as we look at the amount of snow around, and the calendar tells us that spring starts tomorrow, that warmer weather will be coming. Father, we do thank you for the moisture we've received, and pray for safety and help as that moisture starts soaking into the ground. Father, we lift up Brenda Christensen to you. Pray for her surgery on Tuesday, that you would give her peace of mind and heart, knowing that surgeries are a little harder for her with some of her other health challenges, and so we pray that things would go smoothly, that you would give wisdom to the surgeon and the team, and bring complete healing in her life and that shoulder. Father, we lift up Ron's brother Jerry with his diagnosis of prostate cancer, that you would be with all the decisions that have to be made and the lifestyle changes that have to come about. And just pray that you would help him through that. Pray also for Sandy's brother-in-law, Tom, with his mini stroke and his lifestyle changes. Father, you've made us fearfully. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you've given individuals an understanding of the human body and help us that seek those individuals' advice to follow that even as hard as it can be. Father, we lift up Jeanette's mom, Tammy, and her health struggles and the care and concern that weighs on the family, especially on Jeanette, that you would be an ever-present help through this time. We do pray for healing. Be with her husband, Bob, through this time as well. And the back and forth in the hospital and the rehab center, that she would regain strength and this infection would be taken away. Father, we also lift up Annalise and Matt and Rebecca, as grateful that they made it back from Mayo's, and pray that in the jostling and getting her in and out of the car that no extra damage was made to the hip, but she would be able to have the time now to recover. We pray for complete healing and trying to do her schoolwork, knowing, you know, missing the interactions at school. We just pray that you would, as the great physician, completely heal her. Father, we are grateful that you walk with us through, even as the psalmist tells us, through the valley of the shadow of death, and we lift up the Konechny family to you, that you would be with Lisa and the kids, the grandkids. Father, there's a hole there that we know never will be filled until eternity. We thank you for the hope that we have in Christ, that death does not get the final say. As Paul says, O death, where's your victory? O death, where's your sting? Because that final sting is death. But thanks be to God, who has given us his indescribable gift. So, Father, we pray for them. We also pray for the Oleg Miller family, and comfort for them and peace also through this time. We pray for the ministries that you've raised up here. We pray for the Mains, that you would watch over them, especially in the transition of bringing on new staff and changing role for Reuben, and safety and their desire to see their grandkids more often. We pray for Jackie as she is working there in South Africa with the teens of different high schools, and we pray for this retreat coming up. We pray for the fallout shelter and the impact it has both in the Watertown area and our state and around the world. And as you've blessed them with this new building, that you would raise the funds up and the volunteers and to come and get the building prepared for increasing their ministry. Father, it is a tool. It is not the end result. And so we just pray for Rich and Barrett and wisdom as they move forward with this new building. Father, we thank you for the country that we live in. We ask that you would indeed provide wisdom to our elected leaders for elections that are going to happen in April, both in our community, that you would give us wisdom as we exercise our rights as citizens. We thank you for those that have put their name forward, and we just ask that, especially for our local leaders, the ones that we see more often, that you would truly give them wisdom and guidance as they lead us both locally and for our state leaders. We ask that you would take this offering that we're about to receive from your people, and you would bless it and use it for your work, both here in our area and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Janelle. I'm going to ask James to come up and give us a preview of his time that he'll have with us for Sunday school, kind of as a teaser here. So, brother, welcome.
I feel so short in South Dakota, man. So I will take my 10 minutes and I'll show you in a little video just to give an update. And I've got a couple more than in Sunday school. But thank you for your patience. I'm very glad, very happy to be here. And I love South Dakota. I love you guys. I love everyone. And I'm here with a Mexican pastor. Can you stand up? Roberto Romero. He is the guy that has been lending me his car all the times I've come. So this time he wanted to come and visit. He likes the country, the farm. And so I said, yes, come over. Last year we went to Michael W. Smith's house and he came with me to Tennessee. And this time he was like, can I come to South Dakota? I was like, yeah, you're more than welcome. And he's having a great time. It's nice for him to meet people here as well. So like I said, I'm very happy to be here. And greetings from my wife and the family, the kids. Well, they're small. That's Heidi says hi, and she's dying to come, so it's 5 years, I think, she hasn't come, and now she will be coming again next time, Lord willing. I will say Lord willing because you know how it is. You plan things, and then just doesn't work out. But the restrictions due to COVID for the Europeans to come over to the States will decline soon, I think by May, June. So eventually, the next time I will be coming, I'll be coming with the family, and they greet you, and they really want to be here. And so my family is doing well. Update, I will be showing shortly a video of the center we bought that we have. It's just near the town where we live in Reggello, which is in near Florence. And we've moved just in May last year. We moved from the mountaintop, 3,000 feet. We were living, 70 people of us, in an abandoned hotel, everyone in rooms. So we moved, they kind of kicked us away because they had to put Ukrainians in there, right? So and they said, you guys leave the place because they wanted to, the owners wanted to make money because there's a whole thing of money going on with the Ukrainians coming into Europe. And so it was a miracle that this other non-believer in the town, Reggello, where our kids go to school and where there's, you know, pharmacies, post offices, and where you can get around things. We were in a mountain 3,000 feet high. There was nothing. And Tim and Abigail can confirm. So we went down the mountain. So we went in this smaller hotel, and always hotel. So I grew up when I was born in a tent, then campers and containers all my life. And so now we're moving from hotels to hotels. Wow. You know, so this other abandoned hotel down in the town of Reggello, where we live near Florence, and it's smaller, but we didn't have to do all the work, you know, to fix it, because it was, the first one was a disaster. We had spent a lot of money to fix it, you know, the walls and the rooms and everything. The bathrooms were somewhere destroyed and stuff, because people had gone in this abandoned hotel and destroyed different things, vandalized different things. So we moved down to the hotel. So for the other owners of the hotel in the mountain, the things with the Ukrainians didn't go well. So then they called us and they say, hey, do you guys want to come back up? Because we were paying their taxes, right? So it was for free, but we were paying the taxes for their big structure. And we're like, no, thank you. Because can you imagine 3,000 feet? It's like 50-minute drive up and down the mountain. I used to go sometimes four or five times. So can you imagine the mission has 5 vans, 10 cars, and other vehicles, and we'd go sometimes 4 or 5 times up and down the mountain. And so when I'm in the town, you know, taking my kids, the school practically from the hotel is to the end where the, you know, to the end of the church. So by foot I can take my kids to school, to go to the post office, the pharmacy. You know, life is so much easier, you know. And so we were like, no way. So, and I was thinking to myself, how did I live 6 years in that way, going up and down the mountain 4 or 5 times? And so the mission, thank God, and it was in a period where all the prices went up, the fuel and everything, like you guys have experienced as well. We've saved so much even on fuel. You know, with all the vehicles going back and forth, and so many in many different things. So we are living so much better, such an easier life in the town with the people, and we're and they knew us. The funny thing is that now we are practically doing every Friday. We have the you guys have received the emails, the pizza night. We have a Napoletano doing it. He's very good at doing pizza. And so we invite all the local people, you know, just non-believers, and say, hey, is a pizza night. You guys can come. It's for free. And so we have them come. They come. Many come. And then we're like, so we have them sit down on tables, and we're strategically, you know, I sit with another next to them. So we evangelize them, you know. So that's the whole goal. The purpose is to then evangelize these the people that we live with. So the city, the town that we go to school with, that we play soccer, that we, you know, buy hardware store stuff, you know. And it was funny because these people over here, getting to know them, as we get to know them, they would say, so the weirdos from the mountains are coming down. And this in confidence, you know, the people that, you know, then I met, you know, the girl that sells flowers every once in a while. I get a bouquet from my wife and, you know, and says, you know, they used to say the weirdos are coming down. And I can understand because we come down with these little trucks full of couches and tables. And some people really don't have taste. I mean, in the mission, we got some people that, you know, and so we loaded with ropes and people like, and they're all pretty rich, well-off people. They're known as, you know, it's a very little rich town where people are, they're very critical, very, they observe you. You know, Florence is a wealthy city in Italy, so it's a little town of the city. And so they're really, really worried, who knows what these guys. And by the grace of God, our weirdos are being good. you know, everyone's acting the right way. No, simply because we're a mission that, you know, we're like a group of 40, let's say 50 are stable Christians and okay people, right? But then we're a mission where we let people, we give them a chance. So come over to the mission and, you know, they have hard times, they struggle with this or that, you know, and so we're trying to follow them. And sometimes it has happened that they go somewhere and act bad, you know, they go and drink or they go and this. And so I was just telling Del and Ruth that this, no, I was telling Tim and Abigail that this guy had this problem with gambling, you know, and so I've never seen such a person in love with the slot machines, you know, put the coins inside. And so he was like looking at the machine, as he was looking, his eyes were like, you know, hearts, and he was like, phew. I was like, what's going on with the guy, you know? And then he says, just one. I looked at him, I was like, And then I hear another coin going in. I go back. I grab him. And I'm like actually pulling him from his arm, like out of here, you know. So we get situations, and so a group of people are those that come and go. And so we're continuously receiving people, trying to help them. Many decide to follow Jesus, and be disciples, and some don't. So we just try. Update. So. I'm going to show you the base. We're pretty much at what I'm going to show you because we've bought the place. $500,000 the place costed. And so now we're cleaning it up, leaving it how it is. And for the construction, it'll be when God wants, because in a way, even I'm tired. Like last year I came and we drove with Pastor Roberto, like I said, to Michael W. Smith. And so when I told him, if you know people. So many times you get frustrated because you try to raise funds for things, and then you come to the point where you're like, it's God's problem. If he wants, you know, that has to be, he'll do it. We spread the word, but then he'll do it. And so we are happy because then we move down the mountain. We live in the little town. And so for us, the important thing is that we have a place to sleep, some food. And in April, we will start with the tent ministry. And why we are missionaries in the Mission Quest is the answer, simply because we want to go out on the streets, preach the gospel with a tent. And so as long as we have a place to stay, we're happy. Our objective, our goal is to go in April. We start with our tent ministry and go all the way till August. 3 weeks, we set the tent up. Then we move to another city for 3 weeks, and then 3 weeks, and then 3 weeks, all the way till the end of July. And then we continue in September, and then all the way till November. And then that's when we have our mission trips. I'm in charge of the like Iraq, Africa, and other nations, you know. So I was pushed to try to go and visit other missions. A friend of mine, the pastor, that has some bases in Africa and Iraq and near Syria and Turkey and Greece with the Muslims. So we try to do that as well in those months where we're not with a tent. So Italy, it's possible to do tent ministry with, because even September, October, November, because now it's 63 degrees Fahrenheit in my hometown and where we live in Reggello. So I was spoiled. I came 2 consecutive years and it was sunny, a bit wind, but you know, there was no snow. I am unprepared today and I'm freezing. So, okay, thank you. If you can put the video. Okay, so that's in the Tuscan Hills, that's where we have 21 hectares of land and that restaurant, that other kind of little house, two apartment house, log house. And so we're just cleaning it. We're to the point where we're just waiting that God provides to construct. So we're happily in the town of Reggello. And in the Sunday school, I will be mentioning more about the tent ministry in Rwanda, the work that I've been there in November. The work that we're doing there, and be talking a bit about the Jesus Revolution. You know, in a way, I'm here because of Jesus Revolution, you know, the hippies back in the States. So that's where we come from. And if you guys go see, and I think on the newspaper, out of that movement, Christ is the Answer came about. That is the mission that served in the States for 2 years. 1972, it started with a tent. And then 1974, it moved to Italy. So we celebrate in October of 2024, 50 years of ministry in Italy. So, yep. God bless you. Thanks.
You know, I kind of followed Jim when he talked about spring, and then I think of James talking about how cold it is here. It is coming. Just the word spring makes us think green grass and flowers and the beauty of what God has next for us. And so I am grateful for the moisture, as everybody else is, but I think we're all ready for a little spring. Thank you for sharing this morning, James. Let's stand, guys. Let's praise the Lord. Let's sing some music.
Time, we're going to cut the next song and cut to our last song. So you can be seated for this, I guess. This song here, Pastor Jason mentioned it a while back in one of his sermons. Anyways, we found the song and we learned the song. And it's simple enough that you're going to learn it this morning. It's a modern hymn from 2015, Christ the Sure and Steady Anchor. We'll play through it once for you.
Father, we do thank you for the anchor that we have, of knowing that you are sovereign, that you are superintending all the circumstances of our lives, even when we don't in the moment see exactly what your purpose might be. And may that indeed give us comfort and encouragement in times of struggle. In Jesus' name, amen.